I'm Hermes, and I'm here reporting from HasPub. And it's a flurry of activity here as people come piling in for our Christmas celebration. Yes, I can tell you we're all very excited about the Christmas meditations and all the great stuff happening at Has. Oh, wait a minute. What the hell's going on over there? Hey, you, Moses, you can't bring those tablets in here. How many times have I told you that? Moses, no, I'm very sorry. With the rowdy crowd we have in here now, those tablets will wind up being missiles. You gotta check them in the coat check area. I know you don't want to be without your tablets. There's nothing I can do about it. That this is the policy. All right. Boy, that guy, every year he tries to get in the pub here with his tablets, and I keep telling him the same freaking thing. You cannot bring tablets in here because, you know, the real problem with Moses and his tablets that he tries to bring every year is that it takes up two extra seats, which we need right now. And once you get him started on the commandments, he doesn't stop. I mean, he just keeps going on and on and on. He's like a drunken sailor, stuck in the same song over and over again. So we learn really quickly, take away his tablets, and we don't have to listen to that stuff again and again. Okay. Oh, what? You want a drink? Oh, sure. Yeah. No, we do not have any Michelob. Who the hell drinks Michelob? That's not a beer. That's piss water. What do you mean it's the only thing you drink? No, we got Enoch Bock beer. You'll love it. It's the best thing in the world. No, we don't have any Guinness either. Though Guinness is a good choice for a beer, we don't have that either. We only have the Enoch Bock beer and the rose wine and a few other things. You know, we're not a distillery here. You know what I'm saying? Try it. It's free. I assure you, you're going to love it. All right, here you go. Oh, boy. Guys, you want to pick this guy up off the floor? I guess he can't hold his spiritual liquor. Yeah. Oh, tell you what. Just carry him over there to the table and stick the drink in his hand. Yeah, stick the mug in his hand. Maybe he'll think he just passed out from too much exertion or work, and it wasn't the beer. Well, we're supposed to have Santa show up here and give us some Christmas cheer, and I'm hoping he's up. Oh, wait a minute. I think he's coming. I think you hear the sleigh flying around on the outside. And did you know Santa's sleigh's got a transporter in it this year? Yeah, no more chimneys. I mean, the guy, he was really happy when he was telling me about that. He said he hates chimneys, and so now he's got a transporter, so he can just transport straight from the sleigh right to wherever he's got to deliver the presents, you know? So, he should be here any second now. Santa, how you doing? Huh? You looking good. Yeah, you got the beard going. You got the belly going. I guess you got a very big belly going, I have to say. Santa, I just want to tell you, you know what? In today's day and age, it's okay to be thin. Yeah, I know you have to give up your cookies and your pies in order to be thin. I realize that, but I just want to tell you, you might want to be more, you know, in line with today's thinking. No, I guess not. Yeah, okay, you keep eating the pies. We have some Christmas cookies over there if you're looking. Holy shit, that guy is fast when he's chasing his cookies. Wow. I'm going to go sign off now and try and hide the rest of the Christmas cookies. It looks like Santa is eyeing the next table over there. I'm Hermes, and I will talk to you again soon, straight from Has.